Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dust here, that he may set
God tonight. This is the Lord I've answered tonight. I want to tell you tonight, if you got a need to plant a seed, be involved, I want you to come to be involved tonight. Tonight we're going to carry you to a higher level of understanding. I want to say to you tonight, there's so much evil going on the land. Some people can't rest because so much evil is going on. I tell you tonight, God is in control. Get your pencil and paper down because you need to get this information. And this information is very important for your spiritual uplifting. Let me say it again. For your spiritual rising. You know, one of the things, if you want to plant a seed, go to my website, theseedofabrahamyellowsite.com, and go to my homepage, and you press it, you see PayPal, and you can send that donation. And those that send a donation this month, I'm decreeing a tree. I'm decreeing for you a 100-fold blessing. Now, what that means, I'm going to be praying for those that will write me, of those that will say, Bishop, we have already sent a donation to you. Because the stuff I'm going to put out this month dealing with going into May the 30th, Mars Day, but I want to deal with the evil that's going on in our children. Today, a little boy, I think he was in grammar school, had a pistol in his backpack and dropped it. Another boy got shot. Now, parents got to take charge of their children. Let me say that again. Parents have to take charge of their children, and they're not doing that, okay? So that's what got to be the next thing. But we're talking about spiritual walk tonight. Ashe, talking about get your pencils and paper. I'm praying for Sister Freddie, who lost her son up in St. Paul, Minnesota, when I was up there. And the virus so bad, I told you to keep your mask on, and some of you ain't took it off. That's wise. Lots of stuff is coming back because of pure evil. We had the blood moon, and the blood moon bring floods, storms, and messes with people's minds, okay? I just want you to know that. And in the conditions of this virus make you have heart attacks and strokes. Because, and then the medicine they give you don't help none, because if people done took the booster shot, took all the shots, and they still get in the mess, well, they ain't dying. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. What I want to say to you tonight, God bless you. I pray for the young man that got robbed and had his leg cut off. They found the boy who did it. The boys. Flat demon. Possessed. No life. No respect in life. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. Now go to my post office box. That's post office box 28. 9097 Chicago, Illinois, 60628. Write me And to Bishop, this is what I want to say. And I will let it stay on the altar. I got some letters on the altar. But I want you to get your letter in for your request for what you want. Do you need a miracle? Do you need a financial blessing? Do you need a healing? Do you need to be delivered from divine and negative spirits? Do you need to be delivered from demon spirit that haunts you? This is some of the stuff we're talking about tonight. Tonight, I'm writing down Exodus 20:23-20. Micah and his angels fought the devil. I want to give you a little bit. Angels do God bidding. Angels, whatever month you want, the angel Asmodel, Michael, Raphael, all the archangels. That's an angel for every month, every birthday is an angel. The angels made directly by God and to do God's work. Now, this is what happened. The King James Version don't deal with a lot of the stuff and you get lost because some of the men that wrote the book, they weren't so holy. But they found the book in Africa, and the book called the Book of Enoch. This is Noah's great-grandfather. And he told Noah what to do when Enoch was taken up with God. And he walked with God and talked with God. And God gave him the papers. And God gave him also his 200 angels fell. And the 200 angels fell to the earth. And when I say angels, the angel is heavenly beings. But after they disobeyed God, they fell to 200 of them. And after they got down to the earth, they began to have sex with women of flesh. The angel is the angel of stroke. They don't supposed to never die, okay? But the angels made by God. But these angels, 200 of them, fell to the earth realm. As they got to the earth realm, they started having sex with humans. They said, these pretty women, let's have sex with them. And in that relationship for having sex, they created giants. And the giants were tall, 6, 8, 9, 10 feet, whatever they were tall. And the giants had sex with women. That's why evil people are evil. And the King James Version don't deal with it. The Bible Gita deal with it, and the Book of Enoch deal with it. So if you don't understand what's going on around you right now, and some of the stuff in the book, the African book, talk about what's happening now. The evil is among us. Dr. King seen it. And some of your ancestors seen it. I say. So we're living what we see now. The Book of Enoch, pencil and paper, demons are loose in our church. And I want to say this, would you listen to me? A cell phone and guns don't go together. Like the Arab, grocery store and liquor don't go together. But they got liquor license and food license. They got these little pop-up stores with dirty meat, ain't clean, and they got license. But all the young folks got a gun. If they got a phone, they got a gun. And all of them got guns. There's so many guns out here across this nation, and the Republican and the Democrats will not stop the sale of guns. They will not go to the manufacturer and say, don't make no more guns. And the manufacturers make them guns need to be sued. Congress is rich. The Republican is rich. Now, what happened in Buffalo, New York, is racism, hate, and is spilled by the Republican Party. Trump said it's all right to do that. So all of this is going on till we stand up. But The Bible says there will be wars and rumors of wars. What's happening over with Putin, that's white folks fighting, evil spirits fighting. And they, if you go to the Bible, you see what they fought in the Bible. When you talk about what's going on over in that area, that is the area that Enoch talked about where evil landed, where giants landed. Okay? So don't forget, go to my website and pledge your seed. Got to meet your plant of seed. That's dustseedabrahamyellowsite.com, LOLASTIE.com. Go to my website and go to my homepage. Got a need. Got your income check. Going to the store. And they shooting up stores. Some people were shopping. And they got killed. Now, I want to say this. Every time a white person kills a black person, they always give themselves up. But when a black kill white folks, they kill them on the spot. Sometimes they ain't got to be doing nothing. Look how many police can kill these black boys. They got their hand up, they still get killed. They ain't got no gun. This man have a machine gun and 4 or 5 other guys. They took him alive and he had killed him. Ain't right with that picture. But I want to say what Malcolm said. If you give pain, get ready to receive pain. I want to tell you tonight, cross over our ancestors, before this month out, I'm going to deal with all the music people that were assassinated or were murdered and killed. I want you to know tonight, as we go into the Bible tonight, this Bible was brought from Africa. They found this Bible. They didn't want to put it in the Bible. They didn't want to put this book in the King James Version or any Bible. This book was the black people in Africa got this book. They brought this book. And once you read the book of Enoch, it tell you lots of stuff in the Bible. It tell you why. And God used certain things. And that's what happened.
Two, God's laws. Consider all the events in the sky, how the lights in the sky never change their courses, how each rises and sets in order, each at its proper time, and they never transgress their law. Consider the earth, and to understand from the work that is done upon it, from first to last, that no work of God is ever irregular in appearing. Consider the summer and the winter, how the whole earth is full of water, and the clouds and rain rest upon it. Consider and see how the trees appear withered, and all their leaves are stripped, with the exception of the 14 trees which never strip, but remain with the old leaves until the new come, after 2 or 3 years. And again, consider the days of summer, how at its beginning the sun is hot above it. You seek shelter and shade because of the heat of the sun, and the earth burns with such scorching heat that you cannot walk upon the earth or upon a rock because of its heat. Consider how the trees are covered with green leaves and bear fruit, and understand in respect of everything, and recognize how he who lives forever made all these things for you, and how his works are before him in each succeeding year, and all his works serve him and never change. But as God has decreed, so everything is done. And consider how the seas and rivers together complete their task. But you have not continued with nor observed the law of the Lord, but you have transgressed and have spoken proud and harsh words with your unclean mouth against his magnificence. You hard of heart, you will have no peace. And because of this, your days will be cursed, and you will devastate the years of your life. And this eternal curse will increase, and you will not be given mercy. In those days you will make your name into an eternal curse to all the righteous, and they will curse you sinners forever. But for the elect, there will be light, joy, and peace, and they will inherit the earth. But for you, the ungodly, there will be a curse. When wisdom is given to the elect, they will all live, and will never again do wrong, either through forgetfulness or through pride. And those who possess this wisdom will be humble. They will never again do wrong, and they will not be judged in all the days of their life, and they will not die of wrath or anger, but they will complete the number of days of their life, and their life will grow in serenity, and the years of their joy will increase in gladness and eternal peace all the days of their life. 3. Rebels among the watchers. It came to pass, when the sons of men had increased, that in those days beautiful and attractive daughters were born to them. And the watchers, the sons of heaven, saw them and desired them. And they said to one another, Come, let us choose wives for ourselves from the children of men, and let us father children for ourselves. But Senjaza, who was their leader, said to them, I fear you may not follow through with this deed, and I alone will pay the penalty for this great sin. So they all answered him and said, All swear an oath, and bind one another with a mutual curse, not to turn away, any of us, from this plan, but to carry it out effectively. Then they all swore together, and all bound one another with a mutual curse to it. And they were in all 200, and they descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called this Mount Hermon, because on it they swore and bound one another with curses. And these are the names of their leaders: Semjaza, who was their leader, Urukaiba, Ramiel, Kokabel, Tamiel, Ramiel, Daniel, Ezekiel, Barakiel, Azazel, Armaros, Batriel, Ananel, Zakiel, Samziel, Sateel, Turiel, Yomiel, Araziel. These are the leaders of the groups of 10, the 200 angels, their lieutenants, and all the others were with them. They took every woman of their choosing, and they began to cohabitate with them and were promiscuous with them. They taught them charms and spells, and they showed them the cutting of roots and trees. And the women became pregnant and gave birth to 3 races. First, the great giants, whose height was each 30 cubits. Then the great giants fathered the Nephilim, and the Nephilim engendered the Nephilim. And they existed, increasing in power according to their greatness. These devoured all that the labor of men produced, until men were unable to sustain them. Then the giants turned against mankind in order to devour them. And they began to sin against birds, and against animals, and against reptiles, and against fish. And they devoured one another's flesh, and drank their blood. Then all the earth complained about the lawless ones. Azazel taught men to make swords, and daggers, and shields, and breastplates, and how to make gold into coins. And he showed them the fabrication of mirrors, and the art of making bracelets, and ornaments, and the art of making up the eyes, and of beautifying the eyelids, and the most precious of stones, and all kinds of colored dyes, and the world was changed. There was great ungodliness and much fornication. Women began acting lewdly, and many went astray, and all their ways became corrupt. Semjaza taught all those who cast spells and cut roots. Armaros, the loosing of spells. Barakel taught astrology. Bokabel taught omens. Tamiel taught the signs of the sun, and Azradel taught the path of the moon. And at the destruction of men, they cried out, and their voices reached heaven. Then Michael, Gabriel, Raphael and Uriel looked down from heaven and saw the mass of blood that was shed on the earth and all the evil that was being done on the earth. And they said to one another, Let the devastated earth cry out with the sound of their cries up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, O holy ones of heaven, the souls of men complain, saying, Bring judgment to us from the Most High. And they said to their Lord, the King, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, your glorious throne endures for all the generations of the world. Bless and praise your name. You have made everything, and the power over everything is yours. Everything is revealed and open in front of you, and you see everything. There is nothing that can be hidden from you. See then what Azazel has done, how he has taught all iniquity on the earth and revealed the eternal secrets that are made in heaven. And Senjaza has made no spells. He to whom you gave authority to rule over those who are with him. They have cohabitated with the daughters of men, lain with those women, became unclean and revealed these sins to them. And these women gave birth to giants, and because of that the whole earth has been filled with blood and iniquity. Now the souls which have died cry out and complain up to the gates of heaven, and their lament has ascended, and they will not go out in the sight of the iniquity which is being committed on the earth. You know everything before it happens, and you know this, and what awaits each of them. But you say nothing to us. What now should we do with them about this? The Most High of the Watchers speaks out. Then the Most High, the Great and Holy One, spoke and sent Uriel to the son of Lamech, and said to him, say to him, in my name, hide yourself, and reveal to him the end which is coming, because the whole earth will soon be destroyed. A great flood is about to come over all the earth, and all that is in it will be destroyed. Now teach him so that he may escape, and his offspring may survive for the whole earth. And further, the Lord said to Raphael, bind Azazel by his hands and his feet, and throw him into the darkness. Split open the desert, which is in Judael, and throw him there. Throw jagged and sharp stones on him, and cover him with darkness. Let him stay there forever, and cover his face, so he may never see the light, so that on the great day of judgment he may be hurled into the fire and restore the earth, which the angels have ruined, and announce the restoration of, for I will restore the earth, so that not all the sons of men will be destroyed by the knowledge which the watchers have made known and taught to their sons. The whole earth has been ruined by the work and teaching of Azazel. Therefore all sin will be ascribed to him. Then the Lord said to Gabriel, proceed against the bastards and the reprobates and against the sons of the fornicators, and destroy the sons of the fornicators and the sons of the watchers from among them. Send them out and turn them against one another, and let them destroy themselves in battle, for their days will not be long. They will petition you, but the petitioners will gain nothing in respect of them, for they hope for eternal life, and that each of them will live life for 500 years. Then the Lord said to Michael, go, inform Senjaza and the others with him who have associated with women, corrupting themselves along with them in all their uncleanness. When all their sons kill each other, and after they see the destruction of their loved ones, find them for 70 generations under the hills of the earth, until the day of their judgment and of their end, until the judgment which is for all eternity, is accomplished. In those days they will be led into the abyss of fire and torment, and they will be shut up in prison for all eternity. Then Senjaza will be burned, and the others destroyed with them. Together they will be bound until the end of all generations. Destroy all the souls of lust and the sons of the watchers, for they have wronged mankind, and destroy all wrong from the face of the earth, and every evil work will cease. Then all the righteous will be humbled, and will live until they father thousands. And all the days of their youth and their old age they will fulfill in peace. In those days the whole earth will be tilled in righteousness, and all of it will be planted with trees, and it will be filled with blessing. And they will plant all the pleasant trees on it, and they will plant vines on it, and the vine that is planted on it will produce fruit in abundance. And every seed that is sown on it, each measure will produce 1,000. And each measure of oil will produce 10 baths of oil. And you cleanse the earth from all wrong and from all iniquity and from all sin and from all ungodliness and from all the uncleanness which is brought about on the earth. Then all the sons of men will be righteous, and all the nations will serve and bless me, and all will worship me. And the earth will be cleansed from all corruption and from all sin, and from all wrath, and from all torment, and I will not again send a flood upon it, for all generations forever. In those days I will open the storehouses of blessing, which are in heaven, so that I may send them down upon the earth, upon the works and upon the works of the sons of men. Peace and truth will be united for all the days of eternity, and for all the generations of eternity. 5. Enoch meets the holy watchers. Then Enoch disappeared, and none of the sons of men knew where he was hidden, where he was, or what had happened to him. All his doings were with the holy ones and with the watchers in his days. And I, Enoch, bless the great Lord and King of eternity. And the watchers called to me, Enoch the scribe, and said to me, Enoch, scribe of righteousness, go and inform the watchers of heaven who have left the high heaven and the holy eternal place and have corrupted themselves with women and have done as the sons of men do and have taken wives for themselves and have become completely corrupt on the earth. They will have neither peace nor forgiveness of sin on earth, nor will they rejoice in their sons. They will see the slaughter of their beloved ones, and they will lament and petition forever over the destruction of their sons. But they will have neither mercy nor peace. Then Enoch went to Azazel and said, you will have no peace. A severe sentence has come out against you that you must be found. You will have neither rest nor mercy, nor the granting of any request, because of the wrong which you have taught, and because of all the works of blasphemy and wrong and sin which you have shown to the sons of men. And then I went and spoke to them all together, and they were all afraid. Fear and trembling seized them. They asked me to write out a record of a petition for them, so that they might receive forgiveness, and to take a record of their request up to the Lord in heaven, for they were not able, from then on, to speak, and they did not raise their eyes to heaven out of shame for their sins, for which they had been condemned. Then I wrote out the record of their petition and their request in regards to their spirits and the deeds of each one of them and in regard to what they asked, that they should obtain forgiveness and tolerance. So I went and sat down by the waters of Dan in the land of Dan, which is southwest of Hermon, and I read out the record of their petition until I fell asleep. Then a dream came to me. Visions fell upon me, and I saw a vision of wrath, that I should speak to the sons of heaven and rebuke them. And I woke up and went to them, and they were all sitting gathered together as they mourned in Ubal Seel, which is between Lebanon and Senir, with their faces covered. And I spoke in front of all of them about the visions that I had seen in my sleep. And I began to speak these words to reprove the watchers of heaven. 6. The Book of Reproof. This book is the word of righteousness and of reproof for the watchers who are from eternity, as the Holy and Great One commanded me in that vision. I saw in my sleep what I will now explain with the tongue of flesh and with my breath, which the Great One has given men in their mouth, so they might speak with it and understand with their heart. As he has created and appointed men to understand the word of knowledge, so he has created and appointed me to reprove the watchers, the sons of heaven. I wrote out your petition, but in my vision it appeared that your request would not be granted to you for all the days of eternity, and complete judgment has been decreed against you, and you will have no peace. From now on, you will not ascend into heaven for all eternity, and it has been decreed that you will be bound on earth for all the days of eternity. But before this, you will have seen the destruction of your beloved sons, and you will never be able to enjoy them, but they will fall before you by the sword. Your request will not be granted in respect of them or in respect of yourselves. And while you weep and beg, you don't speak a single word from the writings which I have written. And the vision appeared to me as follows. Clouds called me in the vision, and mist called to me. The path of the stars and flashes of lightning hurried me and drove me. In the vision, winds caused me to fly, and hurried me, and lifted me up into the sky. I proceeded until I came near a wall, which was made of hailstones, and a river of fire surrounded it, and it began to make me afraid. I went into the river of fire and came near a large house, which was built of hailstones, and the wall of that house was like a mosaic of hailstones, and its floor was snow. Its roof was like the path of the stars and flashes of lightning, and among them were fiery cherubim, and their sky was like water. There was a fire burning around its walls, and its door was ablaze with fire. I went into that house, and it was as hot as fire, yet as cold as snow, and there was neither pleasure nor life in it. It covered me, and trembling took hold of me. As I was shaking and trembling, I fell on my face. I looked in the vision, and I saw another house, which was larger than the former, and all its doors were open before me. And it was built of rivers of fire. and in everything, it so excelled in glory and splendor and size, so that I am unable to describe its glory and size to you. Its floor was fire, and above lightning in the path of the stars, and its roof was also a burning fire. I looked, and I saw a high throne in it, and its appearance was like ice, and its surrounding like the shining sun and the sound of cherubim. From underneath the high throne, there flowed out rivers of fire, so that it was impossible to look at. He who is great in glory sat upon it, and his clothing was brighter than the sun, and whiter than any snow, and no angel could enter. And at the appearance of the face of him who is honored and praised, no creature of flesh could look. A sea of fire burned around him, and a great fire stood in front of him, and none of those around him came near him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood in front of him, but he needed no holy counsel. The holy ones who were near him did not leave by night or day, and never departed from him. And until then I had been prostrate on my face, trembling. And the Lord called to me with his own voice, and said to me, Come here, Enoch, to my holy word. And he lifted me up and brought me near the door, and I looked with my face down. He answered me and said to me with his voice, Listen, don't be afraid, Enoch, you blameless man and scribe of righteousness. Come here and hear my voice. Now go to the watchers of heaven who sent you to petition on their behalf and say, You should petition on behalf of men, not men on behalf of you. Why have you left the high, holy, and eternal heaven and lain with women, becoming unclean with the daughters of men and taking wives for yourselves and doing as the sons of the earth? Fathering giant sons, you were spiritual, holy, living in eternal life, but you became unclean with the women and fathered children through the blood of flesh and lusted after the blood of mankind, producing flesh and blood as they do, who die and are destroyed. For this reason, I give men wives, so that they might sow seed in them, and so that children will be born by them, so that deeds will be done on the earth. But you, formerly, were spiritual, living an eternal, immortal life for all the generations of the world. For this reason, I did not arrange wives for you, because the dwelling of the spiritual ones is in heaven. And now, the giants who were born from body and flesh will be called unclean spirits on the earth, and on the earth will be their dwelling. These evil spirits came out from their flesh because they were created from above. From the holy watchers was their origin and first foundation. Evil spirits they will be on the earth, and unclean spirits of the evil ones they will be called. The dwelling of the spirits of heaven is in heaven, but the dwelling of the spirits of the earth, who were born on the earth, is earth. The spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth, and cause sorrow. They eat no food, do not thirst, and are not observed by the eyes. And these spirits will rise against the sons of men and against the women, because they came out of them during the days of slaughter and destruction. The death of the giants, wherever the spirits have gone out from their bodies, their flesh will be destroyed before the judgment. In this way they will remain destroyed until the day of the great consummation is accomplished, upon the great age, upon the watchers and the ungodly ones. Now to the watchers, who sent you to petition on their behalf, who were formerly in heaven, say, You were in heaven, but the good secrets had not yet been revealed to you, for you knew only worthless mysteries. This you made known to women in the hardness of your hearts. And through this mystery, the women and the men caused evil to increase on the earth. Therefore say to them, You will have no peace. 7. Enoch stays for a while with the watchers. Then they took me to a place where they appeared like burning fire. And when they wished, they made themselves look like men. And they led me to a place of storm, and to a mountain, the tip of whose summit reached to heaven. I saw lighted places, and thunder in the outermost places, in its depths a bow of fire, and arrows and their quivers, and a sword of fire, and all the flashes of lightning. Then they took me to the water of life, as it is called, into the fire of the west, which receives every setting of the sun. Then I came to a river of fire, whose fire flows like water, and pours out into the great sea, which is towards the west. I saw all the great rivers, and I reached the great darkness and went where all flesh walks. I saw the mountains of darkness of winter in the place where the waters of all the deep pour out. I saw the mouths of all the rivers of the earth and the mouth of the deep. I saw the storehouses of all the winds, and I saw how with them he has adorned all creation. And I saw the fountains of the earth. Then I saw the cornerstone of the earth, and I saw the four winds which support the earth and the sky. I saw how the winds stretch out the height of heaven, and how they position themselves between heaven and earth. These are the pillars of heaven. I saw the winds which turn the sky and cause the orb of the sun and all the stars to set. I saw the winds on the earth which support the clouds, and I saw the paths of the angels. At the end of earth, I could see the firmament of heaven above. Then I went toward the south, and it was burning day and night, where there were seven mountains of precious stones, three toward the east and three towards the south. Those towards the east were of colored stone, and one was of pearl, and one of healing stone, and those towards the south of red stone. And the middle one reached to heaven, like the throne of the Lord, of stibium, and the top of the throne was of sapphire. I saw a burning fire in what is inside the mountains, and I saw a place there beyond the great earth. Here the waters gathered together. I saw a deep chasm of the earth, with pillars of heavenly fire, and I saw among them fiery pillars of heaven, which were falling, and as regards both height and depth, they were immeasurable. Beyond this chasm, I saw a place, and it had neither the sky above it, nor the foundation of earth below it. There was no water on it, and no birds, but it was a desert place. And I saw a terrible thing there, seven stars like great burning mountains. Like a spirit questioning me, the angel said, "This is the place of the end of heaven and earth. This is the prison for the stars of heaven and the host of heaven, and the stars which roll over the fire. These are the ones which transgressed the command of the Lord from the beginning of their rising, because they did not come out at their proper times. And he was angry with them, and found them until the time of the consummation of their sin, in the year of mystery. Then Uriel said to me, the spirits of the angels who were promiscuous with women will stand here. And they, assuming many forms, made mankind unclean, and will lead men astray so that they sacrifice to unclean spirits as gods. And they will stand there until the great judgment day, on which they will be judged, so that an end will be made of them. But their wives, having led astray the angels of heaven, will become peaceful. And I, Enoch, alone saw the sight, the end of everything, and no man has seen what I have seen. 8. The angels who keep watch. These are the names of the holy angels who keep watch. Uriel, one of the holy angels who is over the world and over Tartarus. Raphael, one of the holy angels who is over the spirits of men. Raguel, one of the holy angels who takes vengeance on the world and on the likes. Michael, one of the holy angels, namely, the one put in charge of the best part of mankind, in charge of the nations. Sariel, one of the holy angels, who is in charge of the spirits of men who cause the spirits to sin. Gabriel, one of the holy angels who is in charge of paradise, and of the cherubim and the seraphim. Rumiel, one of the holy angels whom God set over those who will rise. Then I went around to a place where nothing at all was made, and I saw a terrible thing, neither the high heaven nor the firm ground, but a desert place, prepared and terrible. And there I saw seven stars of heaven, bound on it together, like great mountains, and burning like fire. Then I said, for what sin have they been bound, and why have they been thrown here? Then Uriel, one of the holy angels who was with me and led me, spoke to me and said, Enoch, about whom do you ask? About whom do you inquire, ask and care? These are some of the stars which transgress the command of the Lord Most High, and they have been bound here until 10,000 ages are completed, the number of days of their sin. From there I went to another place, more terrible than that, and I saw a terrible thing. There was a great fire there, which burned and blazed, and the fire had a cleft reaching into the abyss, full of great pillars of fire which were made to fall. Neither its extent nor its size could I see, nor could I see its source. Then I said, this place is terrible and very painful to look at. Then Uriel, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered me. He answered me and said, Enoch, why do you have such fear and terror because of this terrible place and in front of this pain? He said to me, this place is the prison of the angels, and there they will be held forever. And from there I went to another place, and he showed me in the west a large and high mountain and a hard rock and four beautiful places. Inside it was deep, wide, and very smooth. How smooth is that which rolls, and deep and dark to look at. Then Raphael, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered me and said to me, these beautiful places are there so that the spirits, the souls of the dead, might be gathered into them. They were created for them, so that here they might gather the souls of the sons of men. And they made these places, where they will keep them until the day of judgment, and until their appointed time. And that appointed time will be long, until the great judgment comes upon them. I saw the spirits of the sons of men who were dead, and their voices reached heaven in complaint. Then I asked Raphael, the angel who was with me, and said to him, whose spirit is this? Whose voice reaches heaven and complains like this? He answered me and said, this spirit is the one that came out of Abel, whom Cain, his brother, killed. And he will complain about him until his offspring are destroyed from the face of the earth, and his offspring perish from among the offspring of men. Then I asked about him, and about judgment on all, and I said, why is one separated from the other? And he answered me, and said, these three places were made in order that they might separate the spirits of the dead, and the souls of the righteous have been separated in this manner. This is the spring of water, and on it the light. Likewise, a place has been created for sinners, when they die and are buried in the earth, and judgment has not come upon them during their life. But here the souls will be separated for this great torment, until the great day of judgment and punishment and torment for those who curse forever, and of vengeance on their souls. And there he will bind them forever. Truly, he is from the beginning of the age, and a place has been separated for the souls of those who complain, and give information about their destruction, about when they were killed, in the days of the sinners. Therefore a place has been created for the souls of men who are not righteous, but sinners, accomplished in wrongdoing, and with the wrongdoers will be their lot. But their souls will not be killed on the day of judgment, nor will they rise from here. Then I blessed the Lord of glory and said, blessed be my Lord, the Lord of glory and righteousness, who rules everything forever. And from there I went to another place, towards the west, to the ends of the earth, and I saw a fire that burned and ran, without resting or ceasing from running, by day or by night, but continued in exactly the same way. And I asked, saying, what is this which has no rest? Then Raguel, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered me, and said, this burning fire, whose course you saw towards the west, is the fire of all the lights of heaven. 9. The fragrant trees. From there I went to another place of the earth, and he showed me a mountain of fire that blazed day and night. I went towards it and saw 7 magnificent mountains. All were different from one another, and valuable and beautiful stones, and all were precious, and their appearance glorious, and their form was beautiful. 3 towards the east, 1 fixed firmly on another, and 3 towards the south, one on another, and deep and rugged valleys, none of which were near each other. And there was a 7th mountain in the middle of these, and in their height they were all like the seat of a throne, and fragrant trees surrounded it. There was among them a tree such as which I have never smelled, and none of them or any others were like it. It smells more fragrant than any fragrance, and its leaves and its flowers and its wood never wither. Its fruit is excellent, and its fruit is like clusters of dates on a palm. Then I said, look at this beautiful tree, so beautiful to look at, and pleasant are its leaves, and its fruit very delightful in appearance. Then Michael, one of the holy and honored angels who was with me and was in charge of them, answered me and said, Enoch, why do you ask about the fragrance of this tree, and why do you inquire to learn? Then I, Enoch, answered him, saying, I wish to learn about everything, but especially about this tree. And he answered me, saying, this high mountain which you saw, whose summit is like the throne of the Lord, is the throne where the Holy and Great One, the Lord of Glory, the Eternal King, will sit when he comes down to visit the earth for good. And this beautiful and fragrant tree, and no creature of flesh has authority to touch it until the great judgment, when he will take vengeance on all and bring everything to an end forever. This will be given to the righteous and the humble. From its root, life will be given to the elect. Towards the north, it will be planted in a holy place by the house of the Lord, the eternal King. Then they will rejoice with joy and be glad in the holy place. They will each draw the fragrance of it into their bones, and they will live a long life on earth, as your fathers lived. And in their days, sorrow, pain, labor, and punishment will not touch them. Then I bless the Lord of glory, the eternal King, because he has prepared such things for righteous men, and has created such things, and said that they are to be given to them. And from there I went to the middle of the earth, and saw a blessed, well-watered place, which had branches, which remained alive, and sprouted from a tree, which had been cut down. There I saw a holy mountain, and under the mountain, to the east of it, there was water, and it flowed towards the south. And towards the east I saw another mountain, which was of the same height, and between them there was a deep and narrow valley, and in it a stream ran by the mountain. To the west of this one was another mountain, which was lower than it was, and not high. And under it there was a valley between them, and there were other deep and dry valleys at the end of the three mountains. And all the valleys were deep and narrow, of hard rock, and trees were planted on them. And I was amazed at the rock, and I was amazed at the valley. I was very much amazed. Then I said, what is the purpose of this blessed land, which is completely full of trees, and of this accursed valley in the middle of them? Then Raphael, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered me and said to me, this accursed valley is for those who are cursed forever. Here all will be gathered together who speak with their mouths against the Lord, words that are not fitting, and say hard things about his glory. Here they will gather them together, and here will be their place of judgment. And in the last days there will be the spectacle of the righteous judgment upon them, in front of the righteous forever. For here the merciful will bless the Lord of glory, the eternal King. In the days of the judgment on them they will bless him because of his mercy, according as he has assigned to them their lot. Then I myself bless the Lord of glory. I addressed him, and I remembered his majesty, as was fitting. And from there I went towards the east, among the desert mountains, and I saw a vast plain, and it was solitary, but it was full of trees and plants from this seed, and water gushed out over it from above. The torrent, which flowed towards the northwest, seemed abundant, and from all sides there went up spray and mist. Then I went to another place, away from the wilderness. I came near to the east of this mountain. There I saw trees of judgment, especially vessels of the fragrance of incense and myrrh, and the trees were not alike. And above it, above these, above the mountains of the east, and not far away, I saw another place, valleys of water, like that which does not fail. And I saw a beautiful tree. Its fragrance was like that of the mastic. And by the banks of these valleys, I saw fragrant cinnamon. And beyond those valleys, I came towards the east. Then I saw another mountain, on which there were trees, and there flowed out water. And there flowed out from it, as it were, a nectar whose name is Styrax in Galbanum. Beyond this mountain, I saw another mountain, and on it there were aloe trees. And those trees were full of fruit, which is like an almond, and is hard. And when they take this fruit, it is better than any fragrance. And after these fragrances, to the northeast, as I looked over the mountains, I saw seven mountains full of fine nard, and fragrant trees of cinnamon and pepper. And from there I went over the summits of those mountains, far away to the east, and I went over the Red Sea, and I was far from it, and I went over the darkness from it. I came to paradise, the garden of righteousness, and I saw beyond those trees many large trees growing there, sweet-smelling, large, very beautiful and glorious, the trees of wisdom, from which they eat and know great wisdom. It is like the carob tree, and its fruit is like clusters of grapes on a vine, very beautiful, and the smell of this tree spreads and penetrates far. And I said, this tree is beautiful. How beautiful and pleasing is its appearance. Then the holy angel Raphael, who was with me, answered me and said, this is the tree of wisdom from which your old father and aged mother, who were before you, ate and learned wisdom. And their eyes were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they were driven from the garden. And from there I went to the ends of the earth, and I saw large animals there, each different from the other, and also birds, which differ in form, beauty, and call, each different from the other. And to the east of these animals I saw the ends of the earth, on which heaven rests, in the open gates of heaven. I saw how the stars of heaven come out, and counted the gates out of which they come, and wrote down all of their outlets, for each one individually, according to their number, and their names according to their constellations, their positions, their times, and their months, as the angel Uriel, who was with me, showed me. He showed me everything, and wrote it down, and also their names he wrote down for me, according to the correspondence to their set times. From there I went towards the north, to the ends of the earth, and I saw there a great and glorious wonder at the ends of the whole earth. There I saw three gates of heaven. Through each of them north winds go out. When they blow, there is cold, hail, frost, snow, fog, and rain. And from one gate it blows for good. But when they blow through the other two gates, it is with force, and it brings torment over the earth, and they blow with force. From there I went towards the west, to the ends of the earth. And I saw there, as I saw in the east, three open gates, as many gates and just as many outlets. From there I went towards the south, to the ends of the earth. And there I saw three gates of heaven open, and the south wind, the mist, and the rain, and wind come out from there. And from there I went towards the east, to the ends of heaven. And there I saw the three eastern gates of heaven open, and above them there were smaller gates. Through each of these smaller gates, the stars of heaven pass and go towards the west on the path that has been shown to them. And when I saw, I blessed, and I will always bless the Lord of glory, who has made great and glorious wonders so that he may show the greatness of his work to his angels and to the souls of men, so that they might praise his work, and so that all his creatures might see the work of his power and praise the great work of his hand and bless him forever. 10. The Book of Methuselah. After those days, my son Methuselah chose a wife for his son Lamech, and she became pregnant by him and gave birth to a son. And his body was white like snow, and red like the flower of a rose, and the hair of his head was white like wool. His eyes were beautiful, and when he opened his eyes, he made the whole house bright, like the sun, so that the whole house was exceptionally bright. And when he was taken from the hand of the midwife, he opened his mouth and spoke to the Lord of righteousness. But his father Lamech was afraid of him, and fled, and went to his father Methuselah. He said to him, I have fathered a strange son. He is not like a man, but he is like the children of the angels of heaven, of a different type, and not like us. And his eyes are like the rays of the sun, and his face glorious. And it seems to me that he is not sprung from me, but from the angels, and I am afraid that something extraordinary may be done on the earth in his days. Now, my father, I am asking you and petitioning you to go to our father, Enoch, and learn the truth from him, for he dwells with the angels. When Methuselah heard the words of his son, he came to me at the ends of the earth, for he had heard I was there, and he cried out, and I heard his voice and went to him. And I said to him, I am here, my son, for you have come to me. And he answered me and said, I have come to you because of a great matter, and because of a disturbing vision have I come here. Now hear me, my father, for a son has been born to my son Lamech. whose form and type are not like the type of a man. His color is whiter than snow, and redder than the flower of a rose, and the hair of his head is whiter than white wool. His eyes are like the rays of the sun, and he opened his eyes and made the whole house bright. When he was taken from the hand of the midwife, he opened his mouth and blessed the Lord of heaven. His father Lamech was afraid and fled to me, and he does not believe he has sprung from him, but thinks him to be from the angels of heaven. And I have come to you, so that you may make known to me the truth. Then I, Enoch, answered and said to him, the Lord will do new things on earth, and this I have already seen in a vision, and made known to you. For in the generation of my father, Jared, some from the height of heaven transgressed the word of the Lord. They committed sin and transgressed the law, and were promiscuous with women, committing sin with them, and have married some of them, and have fathered children by them. Therefore there will be great destruction over the whole earth, and there will be a great flood, and there will be great destruction for 1 year. But this child who has been born to you will be left on the earth, and his three sons will be saved with him. When all the men who are on the earth die, he and his sons will be spared. They have fathered giants on the earth, not of spirits, but of flesh, and there is great wrath on earth. But the earth will be cleansed of all corruption. Now make known to your son Lamech that the one who has been born is truly his son. Call his name Noah, for he will be a remnant for you, and he and his sons will be saved from the destruction which is coming on the earth, because of all the sin and all the iniquity which will be committed on the earth in his days. But after this, there will be yet greater iniquity than that which was committed on the earth before. For I know the mysteries of the holy ones, for the Lord showed them to me and made them known to me, and I read them in the tablets of heaven. And I saw written on them that generation upon generation will do wrong, until a generation of righteousness arises, and wrongdoing will be destroyed, and sin will depart from the earth, and everything good will come upon it. Now, my son, go, make known to your son Lamech that this child that has been born is truly his son, and this is no lie. When Methuselah heard the words of his father Enoch, who showed him these secrets, he returned, having seen him, and called the name of that child Noah, for he will comfort the earth after all the destruction. 11. The Book of Noah. In the days before the great flood, Noah saw the earth had tilted and that its destruction was near. And he set off from there and went to the ends of the earth and cried out to his great-grandfather Enoch. And Noah said three times in a bitter voice, hear me, hear me, hear me. And he said to him, tell me, what is it that is being done on the earth, that the earth is so afflicted and shaken? For I fear I will be destroyed with it. And immediately there was a great disturbance on the earth, and a voice was heard from heaven, and I fell upon my face. Then my great-grandfather Enoch said to me, why did you cry out to me with such bitter crying and weeping? A command has gone out from the Lord against those who dwell upon the dry ground, that this must be their end, for they have learned all the secrets of the angels and all the wrongdoings of Satan, and all of their secret powers, and all the powers of those who practice magic arts, the powers of enchantments, and the powers of those who cast molten images for all the earth, and further, produced from the dust of the earth, and how soft metal occurs in the earth. For lead and tin are not produced from the earth, like the former. There is a spring which produces them, and an angel who stands in it, and that angel distributes them. After this, my great-grandfather Enoch took hold of me with his hand and raised me and said to me, go, for I have asked the Lord of hosts about this disturbance on the earth. And he said to me, because of their iniquity, their judgment has been completed, and they will no longer be counted before me. Because of their sorceries, they have searched out and learned. The earth and those who dwell upon it will be destroyed. As for these, there will be no place of refuge forever, for they showed to them what is secret. But this is not so for you, my son. The Lord of hosts knows that you are pure and innocent of this reproach concerning the secrets, and he has established your name among the holy, and will keep you from among those who dwell upon the dry ground. And he has destined your offspring in righteousness, to be kings and for great honors. And from your offspring will flow out a spring of righteous and holy without number forever. And after this, he showed me the angels of punishment who were ready to come and release all the forces of the water, which is under the earth, in order to bring judgment and destruction on all those who reside and dwell upon the dry ground. And the Lord of hosts commanded the angels who were coming out not to raise their hands, but to keep watch, for those angels were in charge of the forces of the water. And I came out from before Enoch. In those days the word of the Lord came to me, and he said to me, Noah, your lot has come up before me, a lot without discipline, a lot of love and uprightness. And now the angels are making a wooden structure. And when the angels come out from that task, I will place my hand on it and keep it safe. And a change will take place so that the dry ground may not remain empty. And I will establish your offspring before me forever and ever. And I will scatter those who dwell with you over the face of the dry ground. I will not again put them to the test on the face of the earth. But they will be blessed and increase on the dry ground in the name of the Lord. Those angels who showed iniquity will be locked up in that burning valley, which my great-grandfather Enoch had showed to me previously, in the west, near the mountains of gold and silver and iron and soft metal and tin. I saw that valley, in which there was a great disturbance and a heaving of the waters. And when all this happened, from the fiery molten metal and the disturbance, which disturbed the waters in that place, a smell of sulfur was produced. And this smell came from those waters. In that valley of the angels, who led me astray, burns under the ground. And through the valleys of that same area, blow out rivers of fire, where those angels will be punished, who led astray those on the dry ground. In those days, those waters will serve the kings, and the mighty, and the exalted, and those who dwell upon the dry ground, for the healing of soul and body, but also for the punishment of the spirit. Their spirits are so full of lust that they will be punished in their bodies, for they deny the Lord of hosts, and they see their punishment every day, yet they do not believe in his name. The more their bodies are burned, the more a change will come over their spirits, forever and ever. For no one can speak an idle word in front of the Lord of hosts, for judgment will come upon them, for they believe in the lust of their bodies, but deny the spirit of the Lord. And those same waters will undergo a change in those days. For when those angels are punished in those days, the temperature of those springs of water will change. And when the angels come up, that water of the springs will change and become cold. Then I heard the holy Michael answering and saying, this judgment with which the angels are judged is a testimony for the kings and the mighty who possess the dry ground. For these waters of judgment serve for the healing of the bodies of the kings, and for the lust of their bodies, but they do not see and do not believe that these waters will change and will become a fire which burns forever. And after this, my great-grandfather Enoch gave me the explanation of all the secrets in a scroll and the speeches that had been given to him, and he put them together for me in the words of the Book of Speeches. 12. The Book of Speeches. The second vision that he saw, the vision of wisdom, which Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, saw. This is the beginning of the words of wisdom, which I raised my voice to speak and say, to those who dwell on the dry ground, listen, you men of old, and see, and also those who come afterward, to the words of the Holy One, which I will speak in front of the Lord of hosts. It would have been better to have said these things before, but from those who come after, we will not withhold the beginning of wisdom. Until now, there has not been given by the Lord of hosts such wisdom as I have received. In accordance with my insight, in accordance with the wish of the Lord of hosts, by whom the lot of eternal life has been given to me. And the three speeches were passed to me, and I raised my voice and said to those who dwell on the dry ground. The first speech. When the community of the righteous appears and the sinners are judged for their sins and are driven from the face of the ground, when the righteous one appears in front of the elect righteous whose works are weighed by the Lord of hosts, and when light appears to the righteous and elect who dwell on the dry ground. Where will be the dwelling of the sinners? Where will be the resting place of those who denied the Lord of hosts? It would have been better for them if they had not been born. When the secrets of the righteous are revealed, the sinners will be judged, and the ungodly will be driven from the presence of the righteous and the elect. From then on, those who possess the earth will not be mighty and exalted, nor will they be able to look at the face of the holy ones. For the light of the Lord of hosts will have appeared on the face of the holy, the righteous, and the elect. The mighty kings will be destroyed at that time and given into the hands of the righteous and the holy. And from then on, no one will be able to seek the Lord of hosts, for their life will be at an end. And it will come to pass in these days that the elect and holy children will come down from the high heavens, and their offspring will become one with the sons of men. In those days, Enoch received scrolls of indignation and anger and scrolls of tumult and confusion, and there will be no mercy for them, says the Lord of hosts. At that time, clouds and a storm wind carried me off from the face of the earth and set me down at the end of heaven. And there I saw another vision, the dwelling of the righteous and the resting places of the holy. There my eyes saw their dwelling with the angels and their resting places with the holy ones. And they were petitioning and begging and praying on behalf of the sons of men, and righteousness, like water, flowed in front of them, and mercy, like dew on the ground. These will remain among them like this forever. In those days my eyes saw the place of the elect ones of righteousness and faith, and there will be righteousness in their days, and the righteous and elect will be without number in front of him forever and ever. And I saw their dwelling under the wings of the Lord of hosts, and all the righteous and elect shone in front of him, like the light of fire. Their mouths were full of blessing, and their lips praised the name of the Lord of hosts. And righteousness will not fail in front of him, and truth will not fail in front of him. There I wished to dwell, and my soul longed for that dwelling. There had my lot been assigned before, for this was decided about me in front of the Lord of hosts. In those days I praised and exalted the name of the Lord of hosts with blessing and praise, for he has destined me for blessing and praise in accordance with the Lord of hosts. For a long time my eyes looked at that place, and I blessed him and praised him, saying, Blessed is he, and may he be blessed from the beginning and forever. In his presence there is no end. He knew before the world was created what the world would become, even for all the generations that are to come. Those who do not sleep bless you, and they stand before your glory, and bless and praise and exalt, saying, Holy, 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 Lord of hosts, he fills the earth with spirits. And there my eyes saw all those who do not sleep, standing in front of him, and blessing, and saying, Blessed are you, and blessed is the name of the Lord, forever and ever. And my face was transformed until I was unable to see. And after this I saw a thousand thousands and 10,000 times 10,000, a multitude beyond number or reckoning, who stood in front of the glory of the Lord of hosts. I looked, and on the four sides of the Lord of hosts I saw four figures, different from those who were standing, and I learned their names, because the angel who went with me made their names known, and showed me all the secret things. And I heard the voices of those four figures as they sang praises in front of the Lord of glory. The first voice blesses the Lord of hosts forever and ever. And the second voice I heard blessing the Messiah and the elect who depend on the Lord of hosts. And the third voice I heard petitioned and begged on behalf of those who dwell on the dry ground and prayed in the name of the Lord of hosts. And the fourth voice I heard driving away Satan and not allowing him to come in front of the Lord of hosts, to accuse those who dwell on the high ground. And after this, I asked the angel of peace, who went with me and showed me everything which is secret, who are those four figures whom I have seen, in whose words I have heard and written down? And he said to me, this first one is the holy Michael, the merciful and tolerant. And the second, who is in charge of all the diseases and in charge of all the wounds of the sons of men, is Raphael. And the third, who is in charge of all the powers, is the holy Gabriel. And the fourth, who is in charge of repentance and hope of those who will inherit eternal life, is Penuel. And these are the four angels of the Lord Most High, and the four voices that I heard in those days. And after this, I saw all the secrets of heaven, and how the kingdom is divided, and how the deeds of men are weighed in the balance. There I saw the dwelling of the elect, and the resting places of the holy. And my eyes saw there all the sinners who deny the name of the Lord of hosts, being driven away from there. They dragged them off, and they were not able to remain, because of the punishment that went out from the Lord of hosts. And there my eyes saw the secrets of the flashes of lightning, and of the thunder, and the secrets of the winds, how they are distributed in order to blow over the earth, and the secrets of the clouds, and of the dew. And there I saw the place from where they go out, and how, from there, the dust of the earth is saturated. And there I saw closed storehouses from which the winds are distributed, in the storehouse of the hail, in the storehouse of the mist, in the storehouse of the clouds. And its cloud remained over the earth from the beginning of the world. And I saw the chamber of the sun and the moon, where they go out and where they return, and their glorious return, and how one is more honored than the other is, and their magnificent course, and how they do not leave their course, neither adding nor subtracting from their course, and how they keep faith in one another, observing their oath. And the sun goes out first, and completes its journey at the command of the Lord of hosts, and his name endures forever and ever. And after this is the hidden and visible path of the moon, and it travels the course of its journey in that place by day and by night. One stands opposite the other, in front of the Lord of hosts, and they give thanks, and sing praise, and never rest, because their thanksgiving is like rest to them. For the shining sun makes many revolutions, for a blessing and for a curse, and the path of the journey of the moon is for the righteous light, but for the sinners, darkness. In the name of the Lord, who has created a division between the light and darkness, and has divided the spirits of men, and has established the spirit of the righteous in his name of his righteousness, where no angel hinders and no power is able to hinder, because the judge sees them all and judges them all himself. Wisdom found no place where she could dwell, and her dwelling was in heaven. Wisdom went out in order to dwell among the sons of men, but did not find a dwelling. So wisdom returned to her place and took her seat among the angels. Then iniquity came out from her chambers. Those whom she did not seek, she found, and dwelt among them, like the rain in the desert, and like dew on the parched ground. And again, I saw flashes of lightning in the stars of heaven, and I saw how he called them all by their names, and they obeyed him. I saw the balance of righteousness, how they are weighed according to their light, according to the width of their areas, and the day of their appearing, and how their revolutions produce lightning, and I saw their revolutions according to the number of the angels, and how they keep faith with one another. And I asked the angel who went with me and showed me what is secret, "What are these?" He replied to me, "Their likeness the Lord of hosts has shown to you. These are the names of the righteous who dwell on the dry ground and believe in the name of the Lord of hosts forever and ever." And other things I saw concerning lightning, how some of the stars rise and become lightning, but cannot lose their form. And this is the second speech about those who deny the name and the dwelling of the Holy Ones and of the Lord of hosts. They will not ascend into heaven, nor will they come upon the earth. Such will be the lot of the sinners who deny the name of the Lord of hosts, who will be kept for the day of affliction and tribulation. On that day the Messiah will sit on the throne of glory and will choose from among their works, and their resting places will be without number, and their spirits within them will grow strong when they see my Messiah and those who appeal to my holy and glorious name. On that day I will cause my Messiah to dwell among them, and I will transform heaven and make it an eternal blessing and light. I will transform the dry ground and make it a blessing, and I will cause my elect ones to dwell upon it. But those who commit sin and evil will not walk upon it. For I have seen and have satisfied my righteous ones with peace, and have placed them in front of me. But for the sinners my judgment draws near, so that I may destroy them from the face of the earth. And there I saw he who is the Ancient of Days, and his head was white like wool. And with him there was another whose face had the appearance of a man, and his face was full of grace, like one of the holy angels. And I asked one of the holy angels, who went with me and showed me all the secrets about that Son of Man, who he was and from where he was, and why he went with the Ancient of Days. And he answered me and said to me, "This is the Son of Man who has righteousness and with whom righteousness dwells. He will reveal all the treasures of that which is secret, for the Lord of hosts has chosen him. And through uprightness his lot has surpassed all others in front of the Lord of hosts forever. And this Son of Man, whom you have seen, will rouse the kings and the powerful from their resting places and the strong from their thrones, and will loose the reins of the strong and will break the teeth of the sinners. He will cast down the kings from their thrones and from their kingdoms, for they do not exalt him and do not praise him and do not humbly acknowledge from where their kingdom was given to them. He will cast down the faces of the strong, and shame will fill them, and darkness will be their dwelling, and worms will be their resting place. They will have no hope of rising from their resting places, for they do not exalt the name of the Lord of hosts. And these are they who judge the stars of heaven, and raise their hands against the Most High, and trample upon the dry ground, and dwell upon it. And all their deeds show iniquity, and their power rests on their riches. And their faith is in their gods that they have made with their hands, and deny the name of the Lord of hosts. But they will be driven from the houses of his congregation, and of the faithful depend on the name of the Lord of hosts. In those days the prayer of the righteous and the blood of the righteous will have ascended from the earth in front of the Lord of hosts. In these days the holy ones who live in heaven above will unite with one voice and pray and praise and give thanks and bless and call out in the name of the Lord of hosts, because of the blood of the righteous that has been poured out, because of the prayer of the righteous, so that it may not cease in front of the Lord of hosts, so that justice might be done to them, and that their patience may not have to last forever. In those days I saw the Ancient of Days sit down on the throne of his glory, and the books of the living were opened in front of him, and all his hosts, which dwell in the heaven above, and his council were standing in front of him, and the hearts of the holy ones were so full of joy that the number of righteousness had been reached, and the prayer of the righteous had been heard, and the blood of the righteous had not been required in front of the Lord of hosts. In that place I saw an inexhaustible spring of righteousness, and many springs of wisdom surrounded it, and all the thirsty drank from them and were filled with wisdom. And their dwelling was with the righteous and the holy and the elect. And at that hour, that Son of Man was called into the presence of the Lord of hosts, and his name brought to the Ancient of Days, even before the sun and the constellations were created, before the stars of heaven were made, his name was called in front of the Lord of hosts. He will be a staff to the righteous and the holy, so that they may lean on him and not fall. And he will be the light of the Gentiles, and he will be the hope of those who grieve in their hearts. All those who dwell upon the dry ground will fall down and worship in front of him, and they will bless him and praise and celebrate with psalms the name of the Lord of hosts. Because of this he was chosen and hidden in front of him before the world was created and forever. But the wisdom of the Lord of hosts has revealed him to the holy and the righteous, for he has kept the lot of the righteous safe, for they have hated and rejected this world of iniquity. All its works and its ways they have hated in the name of the Lord of hosts, for in his name they are saved, and he is the one who will require their lives. In those days the kings of the earth and the strong who possess the dry ground will have downcast faces because of the works of their hands, for on the day of their torment and trouble they will not save themselves. I will give them into the hands of my elect ones, like straw in the fire, and like lead in water, so that they will burn in front of the righteous and sink in front of the holy, and no trace will be found of them. On the day of their trouble, there will be rest upon the earth, and they will fall down in front of him and will not rise. There will be no one who will take them with his hand and raise them, for they denied the Lord of hosts and his Messiah. May the name of the Lord of hosts be blessed, for wisdom has poured out like water, and glory will not fail in front of him forever and ever. For he is powerful in all the secrets of righteousness, and iniquity will pass away like a shadow, and will have no existence. For the Messiah stands in front of the Lord of hosts, and his glory is forever and ever, and his power for all generations. In him dwell the spirit of wisdom, in the spirit that gives understanding, in the spirit of knowledge and of power, in the spirit of those who sleep in righteousness. He will judge the things that are secret, and no one will be able to say an idle word in front of him. For he has been chosen in front of the Lord of hosts in accordance with his wish. In those days, a change will occur for the holy and the elect. The light of days will rest upon them, and the glory and honor will return to the holy. On the day of trouble, calamity will be heaped up over the sinners, but the righteous will conquer in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he will show this to others, so that they might repent and abandon the works of their hands. They will have no honor in front of the Lord of hosts, but in his name they will be saved. And the Lord of hosts will have mercy on them, for his mercy is great. He is righteous in his judgment, and in front of his glory, iniquity will not be able to stand against his judgment. For he who does not repent will be destroyed. And from then on I will not have mercy on them, says the Lord of hosts. In those days the earth will return that which has been entrusted to it, and Sheol will return that which has been entrusted to it, and that which it has received, and destruction will return what it owes. He will choose the righteous and the holy from among them, for the day has come near when they must be saved. In those days the Messiah will sit on his throne, and all the secrets of wisdom will flow out from the counsel of his mouth, for the Lord of hosts has appointed him and glorified him. In those days the mountains will leap like rams, and the hills will skip like lambs satisfied with milk, and all will become like angels in heaven. Their faces will shine with joy, for in those days the Messiah will have risen, and the earth will rejoice, and the righteous will dwell upon it, and the elect will walk upon it. And after those days, in that place where I had seen all the visions of that which is secret, where I had been carried off by a whirlwind, and they had brought me to the west, there my eyes saw the secrets of heaven, everything that will occur on earth, a mountain of iron, and a mountain of copper, and a mountain of silver, and a mountain of gold, and a mountain of soft metal, and a mountain of lead. Then I asked the angel who was with me, saying, what are these things which I have seen in secret? And he said to me, all these things which you have seen serve the authority of his Messiah, so that he may be strong and powerful on the earth. And that angel of peace answered me, saying, wait a little, and you will see, and everything which is secret, which the Lord of hosts has established, will be revealed to you. These mountains that you have seen, the mountain of iron, and the mountain of copper, the mountain of silver, and the mountain of gold, the mountain of soft metal, and the mountain of lead, all these in front of the Messiah will be like wax before a flame. And like the waters that come down from above onto these mountains, they will be weak under his feet. It will come to pass in those days that neither by gold nor by silver will men save themselves. They will be unable to save themselves or to flee. And there will be neither iron for war nor material for a breastplate. Bronze will be no use, and tin will be of no use, and will count for nothing, and lead will not be wanted. All these will be wiped out and destroyed from the face of the earth when the Messiah appears in front of the Lord of hosts. And there my eyes saw a deep valley, and its mouth was open, and all those who dwell upon the dry ground and the sea and the island will bring gifts and presents and offerings to him. But that deep valley will not become full, and their hands commit evil, and everything of which the righteous create, the sinners evilly devour. And so the sinners will be destroyed from in front of the Lord of hosts, and will be banished from the face of his earth, unceasingly forever and ever. For I saw the angels of punishment going and preparing all the instruments of Satan. Then I asked the angel of peace, who went with me, and I asked him, for whom are they preparing these instruments? And he answered me, they are preparing these for the kings and for the powerful of this earth, so that by means of them they may be destroyed. And after this, the righteous and the Messiah will cause the house of his congregation to appear, and from then on the name of the Lord of hosts, they will not be hindered. And in front of him, these mountains will not be firm like the earth, and the hills will be like a spring of water, and the righteous will have rest from the ill treatment of the sinners. I looked and turned to another part of the earth, and I saw there a deep valley with burning fire. Then they brought the kings and the powerful and threw them into that valley. And there my eyes saw how they made instruments for them, iron chains of immeasurable weight. And I asked the angel of peace, who went with me, saying, these chain instruments, for whom are they? they being prepared? And he answered me, these are being prepared for the hosts of Azazel, so that they may take them and throw them into the lowest parts of hell, and they will cover their jaws with rough stones, as the Lord of hosts commands. And Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Penuel, these will take hold of them on that great day. They will throw them on that great day into the furnace of burning fire, so that the Lord of hosts may take vengeance on them for their iniquity, because they became servants of Satan and led astray those who dwell upon the dry ground. In those days the punishment of the Lord of hosts will go out, and all the storehouses of the water which are above the sky and under the earth will be opened. All the water will be joined with the water that are above the sky. The water that is above the sky is male, and the water that is under the earth is female. And all those who dwell upon the dry ground, and those who dwell under the ends of heaven, will be wiped out. And because of this, they will acknowledge their iniquity, which they have committed on the earth, and through this they will be destroyed. After this, the Ancient of Days repented and said, I have destroyed to no purpose all those who dwell upon the dry ground. And he swore by his great name, from now on I will not act like this towards all those who dwell upon the dry ground. And I will put a sign in heaven, and it will be a pledge of faith between me and them forever, so long as heaven is above the earth. And this will be in agreement with my command. When I want to take hold of them with the hands of the angels, on the day of tribulation and pain, in the face of my anger and my wrath and anger will remain upon them, says the Lord of hosts. Your powerful kings who dwell upon the dry ground will be obliged to watch my Messiah sit down on the throne of my glory and pledge in the name of the Lord of hosts, Azazel, and his associates, and all his hosts. And I saw the hosts of the angels of punishment there as they went, and they were holding chains of iron and bronze. I asked the angel of peace who went with me, saying, to whom are those angels who are holding the chains going? And he said to me, each to his own chosen ones, and to their beloved ones, so that they may be thrown into the chasm, into the depths of the valley. And then that valley will be filled with their chosen and the beloved ones. And the days of their life will be at an end, and the days of their leading astray will no longer be counted. In those days the angels will gather together and will throw themselves towards the east, upon the Parthians and Medes. They will stir up the kings so that a disturbing spirit will come upon them, and they will drive them from their thrones, and they will come out like lions from their lairs, and like hungry wolves in the middle of their flocks. And they will go up and trample on the land of my elect ones, and the land of my elect ones will become a trampled ground before them and a beaten track. But the city of my righteous ones will be a hindrance to their horses, and they will stir up slaughter among themselves, and their own right hand will be strong against them. And a man will not admit to knowing his neighbor, or his brother, nor his son, nor a son his father, nor his mother, until through their death there are many corpses, and their punishment will not be in vain. In those days, Sheol will open its mouth, and they will sink into it, and their destruction. Sheol will swallow up the sinners in front of the faces of the elect. And it came to pass, after this, that I saw another host of chariots with men riding on them. And they came upon the wind from the east and from the west to the south. And the sound of the noise of their chariots was heard. And when this occurred, the holy ones observed it from heaven, and the pillars of the earth were shaken from their foundations. And the sound was heard from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven throughout one day. And all will fall down and worship the Lord of hosts. This is the end of the second speech. And then I began to speak the third speech about the righteous and about the elect. Blessed are you, the righteous and the elect, for your lot will be glorious. The righteous will be in the light of the sun, and the elect in the light of eternal life. And there will be no end of days of their life, and the days that are holy will be without number. They will seek the light and will find righteousness with the Lord of hosts. Peace be to the righteous with the Lord of the world. And after this, it will be said to the holy that they seek in heaven the secrets of righteousness, the light of faith, for it has become bright as the sun upon the dry ground, and darkness has passed away. There will be ceaseless light, and to a limit of days they will not come, for darkness will be destroyed beforehand, and the light will endure in front of the Lord of hosts, and the light of office will endure in front of the Lord of hosts forever. the 50th year, in the 7th month, on the 14th day of the month, in the life of Enoch. In that vision I saw how the heaven of heavens was shaken violently, and the host of the Most High and the angels, 1,000,000 and 10,000 times 10,000, were extremely disturbed. Then I saw the Ancient of Days sitting on the throne of his glory, and the angels and righteous were sitting around him, and a great trembling seized me, and fear took hold of me. And my loins collapsed and gave way, and my whole being melted, and I fell upon my face. And the holy Michael sent another holy angel, one of the holy angels, and he raised me. And when he raised me, my spirit returned, for I had been unable to endure the sight of that host, and the disturbance, and the shaking of heaven. And the holy Michael said to me, "What sight has disturbed you like this? Until today has the day of his mercy lasted, and he has been merciful and tolerant towards those who dwell on the dry ground. When the day and the power and the punishment and the judgment comes that the Lord of hosts has prepared for those who worship the righteous judgment, and for those who deny the righteous judgment, and for those who take his name in vain, and that day has been prepared for the elect a covenant, but for the sinners a test. On that day, two monsters will be separated from one another, a female monster, whose name is Leviathan, who dwell in the depths of the sea above the springs of the water, and the name of the male is Behemoth, who occupies with his breast an immense desert named Dendane, on the east of the garden, where the elect and the righteous dwell, where my great-grandfather was received, who was seventh from Adam, the first man whom the Lord of hosts made. Then I asked the other angel to show me the power of those monsters, how they were separated on one day and thrown, one into the depths of the sea and the other onto the dry ground of the desert. And he said to me, "Son of man, you here wish to know what is secret?" And the angel of peace who was with me said to me, "These two monsters, prepared in accordance with the greatness of the Lord, will feed them that punishment of the Lord. And children will be killed with their mothers and sons with their fathers. When the punishment of the Lord of hosts rests upon them, it will remain resting so that the punishment of the Lord of hosts may not come in vain upon these. Afterwards, the judgment will be according to his mercy and his patience. In those days I saw long cords given to those angels, and they acquired wings for themselves, and flew, and went towards the north. And I asked the angel, saying, 'Why did these take the cords and go?' He said to me, 'They went so that they may measure.' And the angel who went with me said to me, 'These will bring the measurement of the righteous and the ropes of the righteous to the righteous, that they may rely on the name of the Lord of hosts forever and ever. The elect will begin to dwell with the elect, and these measurements will be given to faith and will strengthen righteousness. These measurements will reveal all the secrets of the depths of the earth. And those who were destroyed by the desert, and those who were devoured by the fish of the sea, and by the animals, that they may return and rely on the day of the Messiah, for no one will be destroyed in front of the Lord of hosts, and no one can be destroyed. All those in the heavens above receive a command, and power, and one voice, and one light like fire was given to them. And him, before everything, they blessed, and exalted, and praised in wisdom. And they showed themselves wise in speech, and in the spirit of life. And the Lord of hosts set the Messiah on the throne of his glory, and he will judge all the works of the holy ones in heaven above. And in silence he will weigh their deeds. When he lifts his face to judge their secret ways according to the word of the name of the Lord of hosts, and their path according to the way of the righteous judgment of the Lord Most High, they will all speak with one voice and bless and praise and exalt and glorify the name of the Lord of hosts. And he will call all the hosts of heaven, and all the holy ones above, and the hosts of the Lord, the cherubim, and the seraphim, and the ophanim, and all the angels of power, and all the angels of principalities, and the Messiah, and the other host that is upon the dry ground, and over the water on that day. They will raise one voice, and will bless, and praise, and glorify, and exalt in the name of faith, and in the spirit of wisdom, and of patience, and in the spirit of mercy, and in the spirit of justice, and of peace, and in the spirit of goodness. They will all say with one voice, "Blessed is he, and blessed name of the Lord of hosts forever and ever. All those who do not sleep in heaven above will bless him, All his holy ones who are in heaven will bless him, and all the elect ones who dwell in the garden of life, and every spirit able to bless and praise and exalt and sanctify your holy name, and all flesh which to the limit of its power will praise and bless your name forever and ever. For great is the mercy of the Lord of hosts, and he is tolerant, and all his works and all his forces, as many as he has made, he has revealed to the elect and the righteous in the name of the Lord of hosts. Then the Lord commanded the kings and the mighty and the exalted and those who dwell upon the earth, and said, open your eyes and raise your horns if you are able to accept the Messiah. And the Lord of hosts sat on his throne of glory, and the spirit of righteousness was poured out on him, and the word of his mouth heals all the sinners and all the lawless, and they are destroyed in front of him. On that day, all the kings and the mighty and the exalted and those who possess the earth will stand up, and they will see and recognize how he sits on the throne of his glory. And the righteous are judged in righteousness in front of him, and no idle word is spoken in front of him. Pain will come upon them as upon a woman in labor, for whom giving birth is difficult when her child enters the mouth of the womb, and she has difficulty giving birth. And one half of them will look at the other, and they will be terrified, and will cast down their faces, and pain will take hold of them when they see that son of a woman sitting on the throne of his glory. The mighty kings and all those who possess the earth will praise, bless, and exalt him who rules everything that is hidden. For from the beginning that son of man was hidden, and the Most High kept him in the presence of his power, and revealed him only to the elect. And the community of the holy and elect will be sown, and all the elect will stand before him on that day. And all the mighty kings and the exalted and those who rule the dry ground will fall down before him on their faces and worship. And they will set their hopes on that son of man and will pray to him and will ask for mercy from him. But the Lord of hosts will then so press them that they will hurry to go out from before him, and their faces will be filled with shame, and the darkness will grow deeper on their faces. And the angels of punishment will take them so that they may repay them for the wrong that they did to his children and to his elect ones. And they will become a spectacle to the righteous and to his elect ones. They will rejoice over him, for the anger of the Lord of hosts will rest upon them, and the sword of the Lord of hosts will be drunk with them. The righteous and the elect will be saved on that day, and they will never see the faces of the sinners and the lawless from then on. And the Lord of hosts will remain over them, and with that Son of Man they will dwell, and eat, and lie down, and rise up forever and ever. The righteous and the elect will have risen from the earth, and will have ceased to cast down their faces, and will put on the garment of life. And this will be a garment of life from the Lord of hosts. And your garments will not wear out, and your glory will not fail in front of the Lord of hosts. In those days, the mighty kings who possess the dry ground will beg the angels of his punishment, to whom they have been handed over, so that they might give them a little rest, and so that they might fall down and worship in front of the Lord of hosts, and confess their sins in front of him. And they will bless and praise the Lord of hosts, and say, blessed be the Lord of hosts, and the Lord of kings, the Lord of the mighty, and the Lord of the rich, and the Lord of the glory, and the Lord of wisdom. And everything secret is clear in front of you, and your power is for all generations, and your glory is forever and ever. Deep and without number are all your secrets, and your righteousness is beyond reckoning. Now we realize that we should praise and bless the Lord of kings, and the one who is king over all kings. And they will say, who will give us rest so that we might praise and thank and bless him and make our confession in front of his glory? Now we long for a rest, but we don't find it. We are driven off and don't obtain it. And the light has passed away from before us, and darkness will be our dwelling forever and ever. For we have not made our confession before him, and we have not praised the name of the Lord of kings, and we have not praised the Lord for all his works. But our hopes have been on the scepter of our kingdom and of our glory. And on the day of our affliction and tribulation, he does not save us. And we find no rest to make our confession that our Lord is faithful in all his doings, and in all his judgments and his justice, and that his judgments show no respect for people. And we pass away from in front of him because of all our works and all our sin have been counted exactly. And they will say to them, our souls are satisfied with possessions gained through iniquity, but they don't prevent our going down into the flames of the torment of Sheol. And after this, their faces will be filled with darkness and shame in front of that Son of Man, and they will be driven away from him, and the sword will dwell among them and in front of them. And the Lord of hosts says, this is the law of the judgment for the mighty and the kings and the exalted and for those who possess the dry ground in front of the Lord of hosts. And I saw other figures hidden in that place. I heard the voice of the angel saying, these are the angels who came down from heaven onto the earth and revealed what is secret to the sons of men and led astray the sons of men so that they committed sin. And on that day, the holy Michael answered Raphael saying, the power of the Spirit seizes me and makes me tremble because of the harshness of the judgment of the angels. Who can endure the harshness of the judgment which has been executed and before which they melt with fear? Then the holy Michael answered Raphael again and said to him, who is he whose heart is not softened over this and whose mind would not be disturbed by this word? Judgment has gone out against them upon those whom they have led out like this. But it came to pass, when he stood before the Lord of hosts, that the holy Michael spoke as follows to Raphael, I will not take their part under the eye of the Lord, for the Lord of hosts is angry with them, because they acted as if they were gods. Because of this, the hidden judgment will come upon them forever and ever, for neither any other angel nor any man will receive their lot, but they alone have received their judgment forever and ever. And after this judgment, I will terrify them and make them tremble, for they have shown this to those who dwell upon the dry ground. And these are the names of those angels. The first of them is Zenjaza, and the second, Artaquipa, and the third, Armin, and the fourth, Pokabel, and the fifth, Turiel, and the sixth, Ramiel, and the seventh, Daniel, and the eighth, Nukael, and the ninth, Barakel, and the tenth, Azazel, in the 11th, Armoros, in the 12th, Fatriel, in the 13th, Bassasel, in the 14th, Ananel, in the 15th, Turiel, the 16th, Samsiel, the 17th, Yetarel, the 18th, Tumiel, the 19th, Turiel, the 20th, Rumiel, and the 21st, Ezeziel. These are the chiefs of their angels, and the names of the leaders of the hundreds, and their leaders of fifties, and their leaders of tens. The name of the first is Jachon. This is the rebel who led astray all the children of the holy angels, and he brought them down onto the dry ground, and led them astray through the daughters of men. In the name of the second is Asbiel. This one suggested an evil plan to the children of the holy angels, and led them astray, so that they corrupted their bodies with the daughters of men. And the name of the third is Gadriel. This is the one who showed all the deadly blows to the sons of men. And he led astray Eve. And he showed the weapons of death to the sons of men, the shield and the breastplate, and the sword for slaughter, and all the weapons of death to the sons of men. And from his hand they have gone out against those who dwell on the dry ground from that time and forever and ever. And the name of the fourth is Penemu. This one showed the sons of men the bitter and the sweet, and showed them all the secrets of their wisdom. He taught men the art of writing with ink and paper, and through this many have gone astray from eternity to eternity and to this day. For men were not created for this, that they should confirm their faith with pen and ink. For men were created no differently from the angels, so that they might remain righteous and pure, and death, which destroys everything, would not have touched them. But through this knowledge of theirs, they are being destroyed. And through this power, death consumes them. In the name of the fifth is Castellier. This one showed the sons of men all the evil blows of the spirits and of the demons, and the blows that attack the embryo in the womb so that it miscarries, and the blows that attack the soul, the bite of the serpent, and the blows that occur at midday, and the son of the serpent, who is strong. And this is the task of Kesbiel, the chief of the oath, who showed the oath to the holy ones when he dwelt on high in glory, and his name is Becca. And this one told the holy Michael that he should show him the secret name so that they might mention it in the oath, that those who showed the sons of men everything that is secret trembled before that name and oath. And this is the power of this oath, for it is powerful and strong, and he placed this oath, Ake, in the charge of the holy Michael. These are the secrets of this oath, and they are strong to this oath. And heaven was suspended before the world was created, and forever. And through it the earth was founded upon the water. And from the hidden recesses of the mountains come beautiful waters, from the creation of the world and forever. Through that oath the sea was created, and as its foundation, for the time of anger, he placed for it the sand, and it does not go beyond it, from the creation of the world and forever. Through that oath the deeps were made firm, and they stand and don't move from their place, from the creation of the world and forever. And through that oath the sun and the moon complete their course, and do not transgress their command, from the creation of the world and forever. And through that oath the stars complete their course, and he calls their names, and they answer him, from the creation of the world and forever. And likewise the spirits of the water, of the winds, and of the breezes, and their paths, according to all the groups of the spirits. And there are kept in the storehouses of the sound of thunder, and of the light of the lightning. And there are kept in the storehouses of the hail, and the frost, and the storehouses of the mist, and the storehouses of the rain and dew. And all these make their confession and give thanks in front of the Lord of hosts, and sing praises with all their power. And their food consists of all their thanksgiving, and they give thanks, praise, and exalt in the name of the Lord of hosts forever and ever. And this oath is strong over them, and through it they are kept safe, and their courses are not disturbed. And they had great joy, and they blessed, praised, and exalted, because the name of that Son of Man had been revealed to them. And he sat on the throne of his glory, and the whole judgment was given to that Son of Man, and he will cause the sinners to pass away and be destroyed from the face of the earth. And those who led astray the world will be bound in chains, and will be shut up in the assembly place of their destruction, and all their works will pass away from the face of the earth. And from then on there will be nothing corruptible, for that Son of Man has appeared, and has sat on the throne of his glory, and everything evil will pass away, and go from in front of him, and the word of that Son of Man will be strong in front of the Lord of hosts. This is the third speech of Enoch. 13. The storehouses. It came to pass after this that while he was living, his name was lifted from those who dwell upon the dry ground to the presence of that Son of Man and to the presence of the Lord of hosts. And he was lifted on the chariots of the Spirit, and his name vanished from among them. And from that day I was not counted among them. And he placed me between two winds, between the north and the west, where the angels took the cords to measure for me the place for the elect and the righteous. And there I saw the first fathers and the righteous who from the beginning of the world dwelt in that place. And it came to pass after this that my spirit was carried off, and it went up into the heavens. I saw the sons of the holy angels treading upon flames of fire. Their garments were white, and their clothing, and the light of their face was like snow. And I saw two rivers of fire, and the light of that fire shone like a hyacinth, and I fell upon my face in front of the Lord of hosts. Then the angel Michael, one of the archangels, took hold of me by my right hand, and raised me and led me out to all the secrets of mercy, and the secrets of righteousness. He showed me all the secrets of the ends of heaven, and all the storehouses of the stars, from where they come out from below the holy ones. And the Spirit carried Enoch off to the highest heaven, and I saw there, in the middle of that light, something built of crystal stones, and in the middle of those stones, rivers of living fire. My spirit saw a circle of fire, which surrounded that house, and from its four sides came rivers full of living fire, and they surrounded that house, and all around were the seraphim, and the cherubim, and the ophanim. These are they who do not sleep, but keep watch over the throne of his glory. I saw angels who could not be counted, 1,000,000 and 10,000 times 10,000 surrounding that house, and Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Penuel, and all the holy angels who are in the heavens above, went in and out of that house. Then Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Penuel, and many holy angels without number, came out from that house, and with them the Ancient of Days, his head white and pure, like wool, and his garments indescribable. And I fell upon my face, and my whole body melted, and my spirit was transformed, and I cried out in a loud voice in the spirit of power, and I blessed, praised, and exalted. And these blessings, which came out from my mouth, were pleasing before the Ancient of Days. in the Ancient of Days came with Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Penuel, and thousands and tens of thousands of angels without number. And that angel came to me and greeted me,